Don't Bring Me Down. ELO here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday morning, 26th of March, 8:30 past 6. That's all the information you know.
That's all the information I have. It's all the information you need.
I've literally given you everything I know about
the
day.
So that's the end of the show for this morning.
There you go.
We gave it our best shot. So how are you doing?
What is the story, Richard?
I'm all right, yeah, not so bad and all and anything. Harping on about
did you nearly say a bad word?
I did, yeah.
Wouldn't be like you at all.
But I just love waking up and seeing a bit of brightness in the sky and the sun sort of rise.
Changes the whole mood,
already.
Doesn't it?
Nah, it's a different world. It's brilliant, it is.
Even though I had to use a bit of water on the old windscreen, you know.
What are you on about? What sort of place do you live in?
That's the way it works. It works when the sky is clear and there's no cloud cover. You get a little bit of, you know, morning frost and then it blossoms into a beautiful day.
It's 10 degrees.
Yeah, down here.
Unbelievable.
Now, at 10 past 6
nearly. I forget he has to go through some sort of time-travelling shaft of magic. He's like, it's like working with the OA. Have you seen the OA?
What does that stand for, by the way?
Nobody knows. Original Angel is one of the things people think.
Oh, so the world is one of them. Forever mysterious.
Well, yeah, have you not watched the show?
I haven't watched the show yet, no.
Oh, jeepers,
Jim. How many seasons of that is there?
Two.
Right.
It's brilliant. Now, I don't know if you see, for us it's weird, it's mad.
For me it's historical.
No, for you it's just...
it's a documentary.
Yeah, for you it's just, shall we all travel like that? What's going on? What's the fuss about?
For me it's a documentary. Anyway, people of Ireland, will you back me up on this and tell PJ Gallagher that even on days that turn out to be nice days, you can start with a bit of frost. You know what I mean? It can be chilly of a morning and then blossom into a beautiful day.
Oh my God. I don't know where he lives. Like, it's unbelievable. It's where he can't.
I guarantee you somebody out there else had to use a bit of water just to clear their windscreen.
I'm sure all the other pixies, trolls and oddball goblin lads that live around where you live did. Yeah. I'm sure they all did. You know what I mean? But for normal people.
See, look at that English Lee. Thank you, English Lee. 2 degrees in Limerick. I had frost, said English Lee. There you go.
English Lee, eh? Well, there you go. An Englishman back to throwing a cat among the spanners. Or spanner in the pigeons. Whatever the saying is.
Anyway, morning to you all. Hopefully you're in good form. Looking forward to what should be a decent week as well. Because I think the sun shines for the rest of the week, doesn't it? Isn't that the prediction?
Is it really?
I thought it was going to be decent, yeah, for most of the week.
How could this fella wake up, give out about ice in the car, and then look at me like I'm a weirdo when he says, sir, it's going to be lovely like this for the rest of the week?
But that's what I'm saying. You get a bit in the morning, clear skies mean that you get a bit of frost, and then it blossoms into a lovely day.
He's the most peculiar man. I swear to God, you want to see some of the things you catch him doing on his own here. Unbelievable. I can't get my head around me.
Oh, the hunky Joe smokes.
Yeah, right. He's the only man I know who washes his hands before he goes to the toilet. No, I don't know
what
that's about.
You can't be too careful when you're handling merchandise that valuable, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's a base in the sign here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 14 minutes past 6. Thank you, people of Ireland, for supporting me in my quest to educate PJ Gallagher that there can be frosty mornings that lead to lovely days.
Well, there you go. There's hillbillies all over the place. Look.
Plethora of people. Look, -1 and a bit of frost at 4 a.m. from Scottish Mikey. Yep, car on the ice on the car window at 4 a.m. this morning. That's from, I don't know who that is because it keeps moving on me. There you go. Frost in Kildare from Tony the Greenkeeper. I got you, Jim. Who's that? Somebody in Milltown.
Milltown.
JP. There you go. 0 degrees frosty on his windows as well. 0 degrees in Tullow. 10 degrees me arse, says John Osborne.
I tell you, frosty. I don't know what sort of hillbilly people are out there.
1.5 degrees in Caloocan.
I didn't even know you could get phone signal to text in from 135 metres above sea level.
Frost in Limerick. Out walking in Ennis. Don't mind that, no frost there. Same here, Jim. Frost on the lawn in Fermoy from Margaret.
Fermoy! Fermoy's not even up a mountain. Fermoy's like abnormal height.
You see, the trouble is you've been a sea culture for all your life.
Yeah.
You've been beside the sea.
Unbelievable.
On the north and south side.
Unbelievable. I can't get my head around this now at all.
You've never encountered frost.
Thankfully most of us are normal people and don't have to suffer the penances of this. You know what I mean?
Anyway, thank you, people of Ireland.
Yeah, you're more than welcome, people of Ireland. And who knew? Who knew there was that many oddballs out there? Who knew? I certainly didn't know.
Are you ready for some?
What are you doing up there anyway, you mad Himalayan horse? Why don't you come down to the rest of us? It's really nice down here.
Right, are you ready for the birthdays?
Go on, so let's try it.
Okay, right. This bloke's birthday today.
Remember, we grew up in the 70s and the war was on and it was like, make love, not war. And it was very apropos. It was the thing to do. We just took it to the excesses, you know. Uh-huh. During a show,
yeah.
Of course.
Of course, during the show.
I think it's suffice to say we snorted up half of Peru, so. By 1979, we played every state in America, including the state of Oblivion, 9 times.
There you go, the one and only.
Who is it? I'm
Steven Tyler.
Oh, for God's sake, I should have known.
Apparently, you have to call him Steven Tyler. He doesn't like being called Steve Tyler.
Oh, really?
Apparently so.
Oh, you know, I always wonder about people like that.
Who did that as well? Oh, that was... Didn't Andy Cole insist on being called Andrew Cole?
He did not, did he?
Didn't he?
I didn't know that.
I think he started that, yeah. It's
unusual, isn't it, when people get really... I suppose maybe a lifetime of being called something that just drive you mad.
I mean, how much you mean a lifetime? Are you sure he wouldn't have known what you were calling him for most of his life? He was... As he said himself, he was halfway through Peru.
Well, that's true, yeah. And then the one thing he cares about, the one thing that gets him upset, is someone saying, giving him an abbreviated version of his name.
Yeah, leaving the N out of his name.
He's there, where are you? You know what that means? It means I've been halfway through my Colombian marching powder and I can't stop it anymore.
Steven Tyler of Aerosmith.
Who famously used, they used to play Aerosmith, they used to do this show. Oh, well, they were touring, like.
Yeah.
And one night they decide they're going to play the song they normally play last, first.
Right.
To make their big ending a big opening.
Right.
And Steven Tyler walked out and they played the song. And at the end of the song, he went, thank you very much. You've been amazing. Good night. And he walked off the stage. Because he was so out of his mind. He was in autopilot.
He was in muscle memory.
And they went back and said, the show's not over. And he goes, it is. I remember it. And they're like, no. No, it's not over. He goes, dude, I just played the finale right there. And they had to bring him back on because he hadn't a clue what was going on. That's how out of his mind he was.
Actually, what's his name? Is it Perry is the other guy? Is it Joe Perry is the other
guy?
No, I'm getting that wrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right, well, the other bloke in the band tells this deadly story about how they'd have these, you know, the cups you'd get. Like a Coke in or whatever, you know, the paper cups or whatever, and a straw in it and everything so that it looked like it was a Coke or a whatever. And that they'd, on stage, they'd turn around and snort up the straw.
Oh my God.
Like, in the middle of a set, like, they'd turn around as though they were taking a sip of drink and, like, snort.
And the thing is, people in the audience would be there going, these lads are mad. Like, your man's after doing a half a gallon of Fanta with his nose. This started.
Yeah, get me one of your man's Fantas because it's after sending him wild.
And I don't know what it's the maddest effect it's after having on him because now he's consistent. Everybody says Steve instead of Steve. Right, I'm going to say then he is, this is a tough one actually. I'm going to say he's about like 64.
71.
Oh,
well, I tell you, to be fair to you.
Should have known.
To be fair to you, I mean, for a man that's done that to himself over the years.
I know.
I think he looks all right.
Well, he does.
I know he looks like a, you know.
He looks like a young woman at the bingo.
Yeah.
He does. He dresses like that and everything. He looks like he's out for the bingo nights, yeah.
Right, okay, so Steven Tyler, 71. What about, stick with the singers. What about Diana Ross?
Oh, Diana Ross. Oh, my God.
Ain't
no mountain high enough. And I tell the chain reaction.
Yeah.
I remember when that came out. That was, I think it was 1980-something when that came out. I was in primary school. And to see a bunch of primary school kids in North Dublin walking around trying to do Diana Ross moves was one of the most surreal moments in my life. Because it was such a huge song.
Get
in the middle of a chain reaction. We're all trying to do the spin and all. They go, like, it's the maddest thing. Like,
so that's where you're, when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Diana Ross.
Well, but that song.
So it wasn't necessarily kind of, you know, rock tunes. You weren't trying to be cool.
It was.
Bashing out the leathers
and
the
denim.
No,
we all were. No, you're right. I was all into that. But then Diana Ross came along with the chain reaction. And things, it sort of changed people.
Ah, fantastic.
Some people changed so much, they just kept changing. The rest of us went back to the other stuff. But that song, I'll never forget that song. Woo!
That was a moment when you all came together.
Yeah, we all came. It brought us together, so it did. Whatever it was. You might say...
The popsters, the mods, the rockers. Everybody.
Everyone was a part of the chain reaction. We were all absolutely stunned by that magnificent sparkly dress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was unbelievable.
You
yeah,
can't
talk,
beat it.
Talk about going through the ages. You know what I mean? Someone giving out in the text because it says a hillbilly. Anyway, I'm going
to
give.
Get used to a texter. He slags me all the time.
I'm going to give.
And that's the mildest version.
Anyway, I say yeah, Diana Ross is like 82.
75. She's starting to look a bit like Steven Tyler.
She is, isn't she? I think the both of them will be at the bingo next week.
Right, tell you what, save yourself a lady with a lovely head.
Yeah.
Keira Knightley,
who gets
actress.
Unbelievable grief.
Does she?
Oh, yeah, she was one of the Twitter people like at the start that came out and she was just like, this has to stop.
What?
I've done nothing. And she's like, the amount of abuse.
But what did she get abuse over?
Just everything. Everything. Like, she's one of those people. You know how some people just does nothing they can do without getting hell over it?
Yeah.
She can't do anything.
Who are you telling?
Yeah.
Every time I come in here, all I get is a string of abuse.
Yeah, unbelievable. He has no idea what it's like to be here nightly. No idea. He can't identify with her at all. He couldn't identify with Diana Ross back in the day, and now he can't do it with Keira Knightley. I asked.
I feel her pain.
Yeah,
the stick I get in here. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Well, I tell you, she gets.
And I don't even have it on Twitter. I get it straight to me face from you and Mike. I don't even have to put my phone on.
I know, yeah. Well, at least there's a more honesty to that, isn't it? It's not me and Mike hiding behind anonymous profiles.
But what about those notes you leave on my desk calling me names?
Yeah. I don't know, Jim, if you wanted it to stop, you should have said. You know what I mean? It's only a bit of crack. Just because we put a bit of glue on the toilet seat every so often. But I got to say, Keira Knightley, who I always think this looks like a bit of crack anyway.
Yeah, she seems normal enough.
She's younger than me anyway, isn't she? She's like 30.
Does she go out with Bond? Does she go out with Daniel Craig?
No? I don't know.
No, that is that her? No,
couldn't
it's not her.
Be. He's too cranky.
No,
it's if he was going out with her, he'd be a lot happier than he is.
Yeah, probably.
He's
yeah,
a very cranky
yeah,
man.
No. Right, Keira Knightley.
He's going out with Diana Ross, I think.
Or
Steven Tyler. He's going out with the two of them. He's got his hands full. She's 36.
Oh, not bad. 34.
Ah, fart.
Right. Well done. Right.
It's not been my morning, has it?
It hasn't really been.
No, that's your fault now. I was coming in great form and you're after going on talking to me about climate change and the mountains and everything. And you have to throw me off. Next thing, I came in feeling grand now. You're making me feel like Donald Trump. You have me coming into a climate change denier is what you have.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara. Thanks a million, 6:32. How are you feeling this morning? Did you get a few Z's?
Oh, I crashed yesterday for an hour and a half. And then went for a bit walk and came home and went back to bed again.
Oh, delight. Oh,
sleep.
You got crashed. Oh, you really did crash.
Oh, no, I crashed in a full hour and a half.
Zonked, fantastic.
Gone, got up, made dinner, went for a walk, came home, had a shower and got back into bed.
Oh, wow. That's the job.
Can you do that nap thing, PJ? Can you do that nap during the day thing?
Not really, no.
I'm not great at it.
It sends
either.
Me into a spin.
Oh, I set it up as though I'm going to have a great, that's it now. I'm going to go, hello, lie down. I'm going to have an hour, grab an hour. Never happens.
Nah. And then next thing, then I'll call down to me ma and say, I can't sleep. This is pointless. Call down and see me, man. I sit down. How are you, man? She's like, You're great company.
So it's the comfort of being in your ma's house.
It probably is, but the poor woman never gets to see me awake. The only time I call round to her, I could be like, any day of the week, I call down to me, poor ma, how are you, ma? Fall asleep, cup of tea going cold.
Blessings
wake up
in
and
disguise,
leave.
If you ask me.
I was just going to say.
How nice would it be if we just came into work one morning and just slept through it?
If PJ was on full form, she'd probably say, oh, would you just doze off there for a second, son? I mean,
maybe she's spiking
the tea. She's probably putting some in your
tea. Do you know how old I am? I can't be putting up with your antics, for God's sake.
Would you not call around tomorrow? It's just I'm running out of that stuff that knocks you out. And I need it for the grandkids.
Ah, we found the secret. Madonna, Ray of Light, and Deacon Blue, top tune,
Anna
Real Gone
Friel.
Kid.
I always thought she was singing Anna Friel. Always did in that song.
Anna Friel.
Anna Friel. She's an actress in the soul. I always thought she was saying it. I don't know why.
Anyway, and Deacon Blue ahead of that. You know what I wanted to tell you, PJ Gallagher?
Yes.
Obviously. Press release in this morning. And Deacon Blue are one of this big lineup of bands that are going to be playing summer concerts. Where? You say?
Where? Oh, sorry. Beg your pardon. Where, Jim?
Only outside your gaff
Dear Elvin,
Dunleary Pier.
You what, Jim?
I'm serious, mate.
No way, hold on, what's this about? Tell
no,
me
No, serious, honestly, they've announced three open-air summer concerts.
Get out
Literally
of it.
For Dunleary Pier on the June Bank Holiday weekend.
Hold on. The June Bank Holiday weekend?
31st of May, 1st of June, 2nd of June, yeah. That's the June Bank Holiday weekend, isn't it?
So is this the one that... Because, you know, it hasn't been confirmed by any stretch of the imagination, right?
Right.
And I've seen this in the papers. We might be onto something here. I've seen it in the papers, right? That they're saying new music festival planned for Dunleary, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And Madness, a couple of weeks beforehand, said that they were playing Dunleary and put out the date.
Yeah, they're doing it on the 1st of June.
Oh, is that confirmed there
yeah.
as well?
Yeah.
Well, what are you harping on about Deacon Blue for, you mania?
I was building up to it, you ungrateful sod.
This is amazing. This is
so
amazing news.
Literally, on the 31st of May, you got Deacon Blue, Basement Jacks... Stereo MCs. Then on the 1st of June, you got Madness, The Lightning Seeds, and Something Happens.
Get
That's
out
a good
of it.
Lineup,
That's
isn't it?
That's a hell of a lineup.
And then on the 2nd of June, you got Primal Scream, The Charlatans, and The Fun Loving Criminals.
Right, that's a bit poxy, but the other days are amazing. That's unbelievable, isn't it?
1st of June, that's a good lineup, isn't it? Madness, Lightning Seeds, and Something
oh
Happens.
Oh my God, I'm so glad I'm not gigging or doing anything. Oh, that's going to be amazing. That is going to be absolutely fantastic.
And it's Dunleary Pier.
Well,
so literally, I mean, to be honest with you, you might not have to leave your house.
Well, I don't know. There'd be a few bobbing doing the old Airbnb that weekend, wouldn't there?
Oh, that's true as well, yeah.
Just get the dart to me mass. You know what I mean? Yeah. As if I'd get together to do any of that crazy stuff. Anyway, and I wouldn't want someone in the gap.
As if you'd be organised enough.
Yeah.
I said, you above all people letting somebody else near your kitchen or whatever.
They're smelling me boxer shorts, aren't they? They're doing all weird things. I don't want them in there. Yeah, no, that's how...
Let's not go down the road of other people's boxer shorts, PJ.
Yeah. Oh,
probably best
dear,
for you to avoid that.
The old jock snatcher over here. You know, I know.
We've already had a text in from somebody on that very
Someone
subject.
Someone said it to me in the gym yesterday.
No,
keep
just
your Darren to yourself, I was told yesterday.
Darren the cabbie was on to say, just wondering if PJ was back at Westwood in Clontarf yesterday because I spotted these on the ground of the car park and there's a picture of discarded jocks.
You're joking me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, look at there is as well. Gee, they're not a bad pair either.
Yeah.
Good design. Good design.
good design.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's terrible. Some poor fella came out and he obviously knew he dropped his jocks out of the bag but was too embarrassed to turn around and pick them up again.
Right.
You can imagine.
By the way, just want to say hi to Catherine because she texted in. She's looking for a particular song. I have to say it's a new one on me. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We'll see what we can do for you, Catherine. But she says, I was in Limerick at the weekend at a powerlifting competition and I got second in my category.
No
well
way.
Done. Delighted to be back at work today. She was delighted about getting second. Probably not so delighted to be back at work today.
Yeah.
She's a nurse in the Bon Secure Hospital in Cork.
Oh, fantastic. Well, congratulations.
And she's a powerlifting... That must be fantastic when you have to shift patients around the bed.
Yeah, she just deadlifts
just
them
Just get Catherine in.
Yeah, she squats one a load of times, gets them, moves them around.
She takes them and she gets... If she needs to move two at the same time, she just does it the farmer's walk.
Yeah,
you know,
brilliant.
Just grabs them by the band of their pyjamas.
Carries them around like...
Carries them around.
Bench press and pensioners not to be in there. Because the bench press, you're not as strong
Absolutely.
As you would be with the squat and the deadlift.
If she's dealing with the kids, she can do them like a dumbbell, one-handed.
Oh, yeah, she'd be doing snatches with them and all, throwing them above her head now. Kettlebell swings, she'd be practicing. Brilliant it is.
Fair play to you, Catherine.
Well done, Catherine. That's amazing. Well, congratulations very much. That's brilliant. Send us some pictures or stuff of the event. I'd love to see it because I know a couple of people do those powerlifting
comps. I'm trying to convince you to take part in one. I'm trying to convince you to take part in a bodybuilding event of some sort.
For the love, can you
I just
imagine?
Want to see a Ron Sealed. I just want to see somebody put a load of, like, Fake really time. Dark paint on you.
Imagine me now with the moustache and everything.
Standing up on the stage.
Imagine.
Posing.
With me moustache.
Yeah.
Me hairy legs now. Look at that, you. What? Have all your dreams come true? Have they?
Oh man. Somebody else, by the way, you know the way you were saying you struggled to get a nap, somebody texted in to say PJ doesn't need a nap, sure he gets enough sleep and work.
But you know something, I was about to get reactive there, but you're not wrong.
Oh God, dear Lord. Anyway, so there you go. So there's a bit of good news for you. Literally, they are bringing a music festival to your door.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be amazing. I'll be forced in line
that's
to get tickets for that
isn't
one.
It?
Oh, that's brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. I wonder if I can sneak into the Marine and watch it for free. So I'll find out later, I'd say.
Yeah.
But now that I've said it on the air radio, I've ruined it on everybody. But sure, what are you going to do?
And it's MCD. I think we get along okay with MCD.
Oh right. Well then I'd like to take back everything I said about the third day. It looks amazing as well.
Yeah. Tickets are on sale this Friday, actually. They're going on sale for that. Early bird tickets are going on sale for that.
Amazing. For the bank holiday weekend. Absolutely amazing.
It's pretty cool, that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, madness. Mm. Across the road from me house. Brilliant.
Suggs might be able to, you know, swing by for a cup of coffee.
I have a place for you, Suggs, if you want to drop in for a cup of tea.
Actually, you'd be able to sit in your favourite beer garden and nearly see. Well, you'd certainly hear
it. You'd hear it, yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't quite see it.
Sure, I can listen to them at home.
Well, that's true.
You want to go and see the show.
Why don't you stick yourself forward as an MC for the gig?
Don't knock all the fun out of it, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? The state I want to be getting myself.
But then you'd be backstage hanging out with the lads.
Ah, no, there's nothing worse than that. People always think it'd be brilliant to imagine backstage passes and all. And it's just a bunch of people winding up cables and everything. And people get nervous before they go on stage. Don't want to talk to anyone. Backstage is the crappest place of any show ever. Like, I know how it is. People have often, I'm not madness, let me tell you. But people have often said, is there any chance I could get back and meet you just before the show? And you go, yeah, no bother. They come in and go, is this it? It's just me sitting next to a kettle. That's it. And the fantasy is gone.
Maybe you sent me that video.
Yeah.
When you were, what gig was that? You were on tour at the time. And you sent me a video backstage, basically.
And
it was PJ on his own, walking around this room. The room was empty.
Yeah, maybe a pack of jellies or something. And a kettle. And that's it. And people are like, woo, backstage. There's never anything to see.
The glamour of it all.
Yeah, I'd love backstage. But you'd hate backstage pass. All the crack is literally 100 feet in the other direction.
Yeah.
There's nothing goes on backstage.
Fair point. Anyway, listen, we've loads lined up for you today. By the way, Spice Girl tickets up for grabs. We've got tickets for the Spice Girls for you to win before Friday.
Amazing.
You're listening out for a Spice Girls tune. If you hear a Spice Girls tune, just text in. And we'll stick you in the draw. We'll tell you exactly what tune is going to be and what you should text in and all that a bit after 7 o'clock. Know who the man, because it was won on Friday. Mario Lopez was the answer. And we handed out over a grand on Friday for that.
But yeah, 1,340 it was, actually. Mm.
But we got a new one on the way for you very shortly. Not a new who the man, but a kind of a...
We're going back to the
new
classics.
Competition. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going back to something different.
And also, we'll be on the lookout for the famous people who may have frequented your life. Well, not your life specifically, maybe, but your school.
Yeah.
We're looking to find out if you have any kind of like claim to fame from where you went to school.
Famous folks that were in your school.
I'm really struggling, I have to say.
Well, yeah. But then you see, you went to school so long ago, it was in black and white. Lads used to wear hats and full suits into school. Hey, look at you.
Yeah. That's true, actually. I think Beethoven left just before.
There's Jimmy the Gent. He's been around here for quite a while.
Dexy's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen, here are classic hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim, 11 minutes past 7 on this Tuesday. Quick reminder about those Spice Girls tickets. The song you're listening for is Wannabe. Big number one for the Spice Girls, Wannabe. That's what you're listening for. You will hear it at some stage through the show. And when you do, all you got to do is text Spice. And your name and details. Get it on WhatsApp, actually, to 087-188-0008. And we'll stick you in with a chance to win. The tickets, these are tickets for the extra gig, 24th of May at Croke Park. They're only going on sale this Friday. So we have them for you to win before you can buy, okay?
Amazing, yes. So what about the Madness tickets? If I get the Spice Girls song, can I get tickets to Madness?
No, in short.
That gets shot
down. I mean, they're outside your door. I mean, you know what I mean? They're outside your door, Madness.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
that's why I'd like to go.
You could open your window.
That's why I'd like to go.
You mightn't even need a ticket.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work like that. Imagine just walking up, hey, I'm local. Hey, have you got a ticket? I don't think you heard me, sir. I'm a local. I don't think it works that way.
I live here.
I went to school with them. Yeah. Don't think that's how you get into gigs.
No. But speaking of school, of course, we're on the lookout for your famous alumni.
We're
not even sure if we're using that word in the right context.
I don't know if we are or not. But if famous people that went to your school, basically. We got talking about it yesterday. We were chatting about it to Mike.
But it was Mike was showing off about it.
Mike's from one of those schools where famous people caught, like, a lot of, you know, very... I don't know. Well-known people would have come and gone from Mike's school. You know what I mean?
Because you went to quite a famous school, Mike, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I went to Belvedere.
Yeah.
So there's people that came from Mike's school who are famous who we wouldn't even know of. You know what I mean?
Like, people who did things.
Professor Pimpernel now, who discovered the...
Pimpernel.
Who discovered...
Scarlet Fever.
And the, you know, to be all them lads. You know what I mean?
Go on, give us a list there, Mike. Go on, lash them out.
Well, I think we'll start off with myself. Then after that, we have
certain confidence from lads to come out of that school. Yeah.
In years to come, they will speak of me as a...
Yeah. We've James Joyce.
Oh my God.
Right, okay. Books, I don't know if you know them, like Ulysses.
We started at the
top
here.
See the way he said that
we?
To you and I? Yeah. I'm not sure you'd know them, but... they're very, very famous books.
I also like the way you said Ulysses, whereas I've been Ulysses, like the cartoon that used to be on when I was a kid.
Right. There was very dorky graffiti in the desks of Belvedere, with James Joyce was here. Also, didn't get a laugh there. Also, Kevin Barry died for Ireland.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Terry Wogan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Wow, and Terry Wogan. Maybe my...
He's one of your heroes,
yeah.
One of my superheroes,
yeah. Yeah.
Dempsey as well, he went.
Ian Dempsey.
Yeah.
Did he? Sure, yeah.
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
Who else?
That's it. What's the businessman? O'Reilly. Tony O'Reilly.
Tony O'Reilly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. God. That's all I've got.
Keith Duffy went to my school.
Right.
That's good.
Yes,
there you go.
That's pretty good. It says a lot about our school, in fairness. That both me and Keith Duffy came from the school. Two lads who aren't particularly very good at anything, and we turned out all right.
Yeah.
That's terrible, though. Keith Duffy's a sound fella.
Have you any more?
Jerry Ryan went to me secondary school.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah, he went to me secondary school.
I thought that's what we were talking about, secondary school.
Oh, I was not. Keith Duffy was in my primary school, like.
Oh, was he?
Oh, right. Hold on. We're just talking.
I'd never remember primary.
No, no one of note came from my primary school.
Well, then, lads, I'm one above you, so thankfully, yeah.
I can't think of anyone. The only bloke I know that went to my secondary school was the bloke out of Fair City. Tony Tormey, the bloke who plays Paul in Fair City.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's the only famous. And I think he didn't even go for the whole time. I think he was just there for a couple of years before he moved.
He's been in Fair City longer than he was in school. In fairness, he's been in Fair City forever, hasn't he?
I would have thought there was a footballer or something. There must have been.
Tara Duggan has a footballer.
Yeah.
Robbie Brady went to her school, yeah.
She's got rakes of them. Yeah. Nicky Byrne from Westlife.
Nicky Byrne, Cecilia.
Cecilia Hearn.
Yeah.
God, that's some school, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, all the dads meeting at the gate. How are you doing?
Yeah.
I'll put the kids in and we'll do a little bit of a deal.
I've left an envelope on the tyre of the Jeep. I heard abuse coming from Karen.
I heard her shouting
there.
In the background.
She's shouting in the background.
Anyway, so let us know. I'm struggling. I can't think of any.
No.
I would have thought there was a famous...
Not even famous criminals or anything like that. No, none of them. Surely there has to be a few of them. You're not thinking hard enough.
Oh, yeah. I've got to have to... If anybody can help me out. If anybody else went to...
No, Kinahans are out. They're the other side of the city, I suppose, aren't they?
Went to Clash to Own. If anybody can think of any, I'm forgetting. But I can't... I don't think... There was a bloke, a film director, right, that I thought went to the school. He directed that East is East and all that.
Yeah.
Damien O'Donnell. But it turns out I was actually in the... It was kind of like college with him, not school.
What school? Where?
So I can't think of anybody, really. No disrespect to Tony Tormey, who's a very famous actor, obviously Irish actor.
Yeah, of course.
He's the only one I can think of.
Stu and Tony.
Well, not even me. You're clutching at straws now.
Well, I don't know. There's probably somebody walking around now thinking, I went to school with Jim McCabe, so it is. Yep. Yes, I did. You don't know. You have no idea.
Anyway,
I'd say there's. Look, so he thinks that's hilarious.
We can actually see if we can find if you. So at the moment, who I suppose Mike is topping the leaderboard, really, isn't it? I mean, you're going to be tough to.
You'll be doing well to beat James Joyce now. In fairness, yeah.
That's how are you going to top James Joyce?
Your man who wrote Ulysses, says. Magic Mike there. You'd be doing well to beat that now, fairly.
Right, so let us know then. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you had any kind of like famous past pupils of your school. Are we keeping it to secondary school, Mike? Or are you allowing colleges and all sorts?
If you have a famous primary school person as well, I think they should be included, yeah.
Yeah, we'll find someone that Jim went to school with. They're probably all in jail, but we'll find someone.
Thank you very
much. They'll be all texting in. Oh, remember me, Jim, remember? We used to rob banks and all. It was great crack, remember? Oh, it was deadly.
See this? See what you've opened now, Mike?
You don't recognise me with the balaclava off, Jim. That's all it is. Still remember buying the tellies off the back of the van and everything.
Unbelievable.
Remember, Jim?
Shocking, this
I used to give you a crosser on the horse into work at that time.
Travis and Sing here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 7:21, we're on the lookout for your famous past pupils. If somebody seriously famous went to your school, that's what we're trying to do. At the moment, Mike is top of the leaderboard. It's going to take a bit of beating to top James Joyce.
In fairness, like, how do you top James Joyce?
And Tara's doing pretty well there. She's got a Nicky Byrne, a Cecilia Ahern. Who else was in her batch?
Robbie Brady, footballer.
You've got a Keith Duffy.
Jerry Ryan is a bit of a legend now, you'd have to say.
Absolutely. Somebody has texted in now. I hope this is true. Danny in Finglas says, Christy Dignam, Jim. I didn't know that now.
That he was in your school?
I don't remember that now. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but if it was, that'd be cool.
Christy Dignam's a legend.
That'd be fantastic.
Jesus, great survivor.
Because I know there was a few that went to Patrician. There was Patrician College as well, and I know the likes of, I think Ronnie Whelan went there.
Oh, did he?
I think so. So I don't know. But anyway, that'd be cool if it was Christy Dignam. But I can't think of anybody.
Yeah, I don't know. There's loads of them coming in. Like, loads of them coming in.
Right.
Someone that says they went to school with Conor McGregor, but that's hardly true. Conor McGregor never went to school. Did he?
Also.
Say he was around the back.
Somebody has texted in to say they went to school. Well, they didn't go to school, but Ian Brady. Ian Brady,
yeah.
The Moors murderer.
Someone's telling us they went to school with him. They're delighted about it.
Went to their school.
Famous people that went to school. Who thinks of that? Ian Brady. I mean, honest to God, you'd be thinking, I'm not sure you'd sort of talk about that. I'd be going on about James Joyce. You know what I mean? If I was Mike, I'd be going on about James Joyce. If I was someone that went, I'd be there going, our class was great, yeah? It was Fred West and Ian Brady. You'd be like, here. I don't want to laugh. Seriously. Keep that to
Mick says he went to school with Ken Doherty.
Oh, well, what a sound man Ken Doherty
and
is.
And he says that a past pupil of the school way back in the day was none other than Pádraig Pearce.
Oh, my God.
According to Mick.
What school was that?
I don't know.
Well, that's serious going, yeah.
Only claim to fame I have is Larry Mullen.
The sound fella in U2, apparently. Well, I shouldn't say that either. There's nothing wrong with Bono. I actually like Bono. Why do I do this every single time Bono's name is brought up, or U2 is brought up?
Yeah.
I slag him off and then realise I don't want to slag him because I really like him.
Anybody that went to Mount Temple, I suppose, they have the whole Bono kind of crew, don't they? There's Steve Collins, former world champion. Went to my school, Cloche de Aina in Cabra, from Eddie and Glass Nevin.
There you go. Roddy probably went there as well then. The brother must have gone there as well.
Glenn Hansard apparently was a couple of years ahead of Clyde.
You know that Glenn
Hansard. In the Holy Spirit School in Ballymun.
You know what he'd be like in school though, don't you, Glenn Hansard? You do, like.
What?
He'd be the fella that'd be out. Not at all. He wouldn't be the messer at all. Excuse me, I'm practicing my recorder, if you don't mind. And all the lads be having a laugh and he'd be over there doing, Tree Blind Mice. Three blind boys.
You don't say Glenn Hansard's a bit of crack.
I've never met him. Neither have I. I'm casting aspersions on the man. I need to behave.
Veronica Geeran went to Grania School.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, there
St. Mary's
you go.
Holy
that's
Faith
cool.
in Colester. That's pretty cool. Somebody went to college with Katie Taylor, Lou Hanlon.
Wow.
And Sally Noggin. Okay. Michael D.
Air
School.
Miggledy.
St. Flannan's College in Ennis.
All right, good on Miggledy Higgins. There you go. That's a great one to have now.
Yeah.
Ireland's most, I would say most loved president. I don't know if he is or not, but he's definitely the one everybody wants there anyway.
Aidan Turner, who apparently is an actor in Poldark.
I don't know what that is.
From Aideen. Well, it wasn't actually her school, it's her son's school.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what Poldark is, do you? What's that?
It's a show on the BBC, I think.
Right. It's not a band, not a death metal band or anything.
Well, not the best of my knowledge. I don't know. Hang on a second. I went to secondary school with Jean Byrne, our weather girl.
Oh, go on, our lass.
And apparently Dermot Morgan back in the day went to it as well.
You see, this is the thing. Ireland's so small that no matter what school you're in, somebody famous must have come for it.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you're Jim McCabe.
I seem to be the only one that didn't go. Well, in fairness, hang on a second. I did say Tony Tormey from Fair City. Paul from Fair City. That's all I can think of.
Here, listen here. Eric Lawless just texted in. Barry Lang, Aidan Cooney, the Barr brothers of the Dublin GAA. They all went to Benevan College in Finglas, he says.
Benevan,
sorry, yeah. Beg your pardon. Used to think that Ian Dempsey did as well, but now he's saying Mike is claiming him.
Mike is claiming him, yeah.
Right, so there you go. So there's a question mark over Mr. Dempsey there. So it wasn't Benevan you were in then, Jim?
No, I was in Cloche de Aina. And Peter Kennedy has just clarified that no, Christy Dignam went to Patrician as well. Ronnie Whelan, Christy Dignam, and the state's first participant in the witness protection programme all went to Patrician in Finglas, according to P. Thanks for that, P.
Jim, were you homeschooled?
No!
Well, I think
Cloche de Aina in Finglas is where I was.
Is that a school or is it what your dad wrote in the garage?
Classic. Whitney Houston, I'm Every Woman here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, almost 20 to 8 on this Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being around. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp, of course. We've been taking texts all morning about famous people that might have gone to your school. Or the most famous people. Basically, we're trying to knock Mike off his perch with his James Joyce and his... All that sort of stuff. It's proving tough at the moment.
It's proving extraordinary.
What do we have? We had Pádraig Pearce. I mean, that's...
Pádraig Pearce is pretty good, yeah, good right challenge. There. That's good. That's
and
a very
fairness,
good challenge.
You know, in a kind of a more modern context, Gabe Byrne. I mean, John, you know, went to Sing Street. Is it Sing Street?
Yeah.
It was Gabo's place.
Well, you mean that's an actual school? Sing Street, is it?
That's what I'm asking you.
I didn't know it was an actual school. I just thought it was a made-up school for the movie, to be honest with you. So
no,
there you
I
go.
Think it's real.
I didn't know that. Didn't know that
I think
at all.
It is. I mean, Gabe Byrne, that's, you know, in an Irish context.
Hold on now. Yeah,
virtually a god.
Yeah, he is. In fairness, the Irish broadcasting original legend of them all, it has to be said.
Somebody went with Ruby Walsh. Somebody else, Stephen Carr, the footballer, was in their class. Joanne, that is. Tara Duggan went to my school. Ask her, was she a smoker at the will, according to John?
Oh, look at that.
We're finding out as we speak.
Publicly out.
Waiting for word to come through.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, hold on.
At the wheel.
She's not answering.
Yes, she was, John.
Of course she was.
She was.
Yes, that's why. Surely she probably still is a smoker at the wheel. She doesn't buy the 10 seconds she gets in before the news.
Yes, indeed.
I tell you.
What else have we got? Stephanie Roach.
Oh, Stephanie Roach, of course.
Scored
Irish
that amazing
football.
Goal. Remember that?
Yeah, she's playing in Italy now. Florentina she plays for now. Yeah.
Joan Burton and Nora Casey.
Oh, Florentia. I beg your pardon.
According to Eileen, went to her school. Who else is this? Went to school with Yvonne Connolly. That's the model, is it?
Ronan Keating's ex, yeah.
Oh, right. And apparently Ronan Keating's cousin was also in our class.
Her. Does he talk like that as well? I wonder. Maybe that's why she got into Ronan. She goes, one day I'm going to hopefully meet someone just like you, my good cousin. I don't think there is any.
Elf Terry says he went to school, or Richard Dunn went to a school. That's Richard Dunn, footballer.
Richard Dunn, yeah. Famously had a number drawn on his back with a marker.
Elf Terry's mate, Connell, apparently went to school that had Ryder Cup captains Paul McGinley and Pádraig Harrington.
At the same time.
Two famous guys. No. Well, I don't know. He just said, he didn't specify. How much detail do you want, PJ?
Well, it's interesting. It conjures up images. I mean, who knew there was a school for golfers? Anyway, you know
well,
what I mean?
Apparently there was.
Is there any golf teams in the school?
Somebody went to school with Roy Keane.
All right. So
Mayfield Community. Sinead, that was.
Oh, cool. Yeah, there you go.
And Michael Fassbender went to my school in Fossa, Killarney from Sean.
Oh, dead. Yeah, yeah. Now we're sort of moving around a little bit.
Yeah, Mundy.
Mundy, where was he? Is Mundy from Galway? No, Offaly.
Offaly. Kevin Moran and Brenda O'Reilly. Brenda O'Reilly. No idea who Brenda O'Reilly is.
Terrible when we don't know who they are. I feel bad. At least they still have famous people like
now,
Jim,
here's
who's
one.
Still struggling for one.
I haven't got, Oh my God, that's terrible.
You can't think of one.
I wonder, has there been one? Somebody famous must have gone to Clash de Own in Finglas. Somebody out there must know somebody famous who went to that school.
He's sounding desperate now, isn't he?
It's pretty bad. Anyway, here's one for you. This will wrap it up for you. This will take the biscuit. This will actually put James Joyce and Pádraig Pearce and everybody into the halfpenny place for you. Because somebody called Tasker Millward, or maybe that's the name of the school, I don't know. Suggs went to my school.
Ah, savage.
In Haverfordwest.
Haverfordwest in Wales.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look at that. There you go. Tasker Millward. What a name that is.
There's a name to conjure with.
That's a name. Imagine Tasker and Suggs hanging around in Wales. That really does conjure up something as well, doesn't it?
That must have been some roll call.
Imagine them. Tasker, Millward, Suggs. If you think of names with Tasker and Suggs, you know there's a certain trajectory your life is going to go on.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a Dr. Suggs, is there? It's always going to be music
or
film or so. You're going a different route.
We should also mention the amount of people who text in about, what's his name, Roddy Doyle being their geography teacher or English teacher or whatever he was. And actually, there was somebody who, Brian Mullins was their, the Dubs footballer, was their PE teacher.
I'd say that was a tough call. Do you know, Brian Mullins, he was a bit of a no-nonsense sort of a fella. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd rather have You'd rather have Jimmy Keevy.
And he's about nine. Yeah, you would. Do two laps and we'll all have a smoke around the bike shed.
Yeah, Jamelia Superstar here at Classic Hits. 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Normally, of course, around about now, we'd be doing Who the Man, but it was won on Friday, €1,340.
Yeah.
And the answer was Mario Lopez, who Saved by the Bell.
Unbelievable. And we got it the day before you and me got it. Mm. We had gotten there with the guesses, so that's even more unbelievable than somebody winning it, to be quite honest with you.
Was it James, was it? Won it? No, John. John, it was from Galway.
That's terrible. We remember the figure exactly.
John Gillan, was it?
Down to the cent, we'd remember the figure, and then we forget the poor old John. That's terrible.
So we've a brand new competition. Well, it's actually the return of an old favourite happening this Friday.
Yeah,
we
don't say what it is yet. We are. It's going to be the return of the classic hit bit. The hit bit is coming back.
It's a bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit?
Yeah, you get to so many different variations. My favourite sentence, what bit of a hit is the classic hit bit? It all comes back, so there you go.
All comes back to you. So we're going to kick that off on Friday, and I think the jackpot's going to kick off at about €500.
Oh, deadly right,
though. Which is not bad.
Not bad at all. So, hey, basically it works in the same way that Who the Man does. You hear a split second of the song.
Yeah.
And when
just
you
tell us what it is.
Tell us what it is.
We need artist and title though, don't we?
Oh, do you? Yeah. Well, sure, why not? What? Yeah.
But yeah, but well, Mike is actually, I take that back. Anything could happen come Friday.
Yeah, that's true. And the puns.
Oh,
we
the
need puns.
Is that what you're asking
me? The puns back.
Oh, yeah. You've got to do the puns.
How are you going to get a puns out of songs?
Oh, he will. Of course he will.
Oh, listen, Jim, I get a pun out of anything.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
What we want them
that's
back.
That's impressive.
Now.
Yes.
Right, well, we'll have to.
We did this before. Yeah. When we started the last Who the Man, we put it to the people. We said, are the puns to come back? It was an overwhelming vote, around 86%, if I remember correctly, that the puns were to stay in.
You do realise you just completely made up that.
Hey, you. All, most of my statistics. In fact, 77% of my statistics come off the top of my head.
Ultra Natte and Free here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Tuesday, 9.5 minutes past 8. Thanks for hanging out with us. Remember, the Spice Girls on the way this hour. We've guaranteed that. That's the song that could win you tickets to see them at Croke Park on the 24th of May. They're not even on sale, yes.
Not even on sale. No,
this Friday. They go on sale. So when you hear the Spice Girls, text SPICE. Get it on WhatsApp, actually, along with your name and details to 087-188-0008. Guaranteed that it's on the way this hour. In the meantime,
if you've ever wanted to see yourself as a rich person, if you've ever thought to yourself, I'm going to strike gold, well, you better go to the doctor first, or maybe even your local science lab, because it turns out you may be wasting your time if you don't get your genes screened first.
Wow.
Golden genes. It's down to golden genes. And I don't mean golden genes that you wear, that you would buy if you were rich.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the genes in your body,
you
your
could.
DNA.
If you have golden genes, you could get golden genes.
If you have one, you probably have the other. You're right. It seems like one of those, what's it, catch-22s. Which comes first, the golden genes
or the golden genes?
So that's what they say. They've done a survey, and it is kind of hot. It's terrifyingly huge. Which means it may be quite accurate. 286,000 people scanned by scientists, right? And they've pinpointed 24 key genes, they say, that help determine if you're going to be rich or poor.
So no matter what, all your entrepreneurial business and all your kind of hard work pays off and all that stuff that they tell you in school and...
Absolutely true. If you have golden genes
to
start
with. Stuff inside you is... mind you, they do say, are you made of the right stuff?
They do.
Wow.
So, coming from a bunch of people who obviously aren't, here's what the people who obviously are. So they found that the DNA of those who had household incomes of €115,000 euros or more, they're different to that from poorer people.
Oh my God.
Right? So this is kind of really fascinating stuff. So there's 24 so-called golden genes, right? They influence your intelligence, your level of immunity, to your strength of muscles, your strength of heart. Humans have about 24,000 genes, right? So it's a tiny amount of them, 24 to 24,000.
Right.
Some of which are beneficial to boosting your health and your IQ, and others are sort of damaging as well, right? But if you got the 24 golden ones, the researchers say they found this socioeconomic variation, which is partially accounted for by genetic differences. Now, there's a mouthful of a sentence, but basically what it comes down to is...
I didn't understand any of that, which explains a lot why I don't have the golden genes.
Yeah, there you see. You see? Case in point, or point in case. Whatever it is, I don't even know. So that's what they're saying. You've got to be made of the right stuff. You can't just have an idea and go with it if you're not made of the right stuff. You have to sort of... have it in you from the very beginning.
So this is perfect timing now, because there's parents everywhere around the country, and you know, lots of them might have kids in the car, and lots of them, of course, being good parents as they all are, will have said to those children, "You can achieve whatever you want. You can be whatever you want to be in this
world." That's
the
problem with modern.
And the thing about it is, they're wrong.
So we need to change the advice. Do you know what the advice needs to be? You can be anything you want if it's realistic. If you're good at it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If your genes are right.
If you're, like, you have, like, you think sensibly about it.
So can you actually go along and have a test for the golden genes?
I know, there's no real test for it. You'd have to find these particular scientists and give them all your money for them to do it for you. And in that case, you can be pretty safe if you've gone to that effort. You don't have the golden genes.
Yeah.
Right, you can be pretty safe.
Yeah.
Because the best way to start a business isn't finding a random scientist and giving them all your money to find out.
Probably a good
if
point.
If you got the stuff.
That's a fair point you make.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the problem. That is the problem with the world today. Jim McCabe is hit right on the...
It's not that I don't have talent, or that I don't have ambition, or I don't have drive.
No, in fact, that's what's wrong with the world.
It's my poor genes. It's what's let me, you know, let me down and what has me here.
I think you've done all right. You know what I mean? You're sitting here with me.
As I say, it's not to deal with a lack of...
You know what I mean? Hey!
So?
That's what's wrong with the world. We tell people they can achieve anything they want.
Yeah.
That's what we need to stop doing. When we were growing up, Jim, they never did it.
No, nobody
wanted
to be.
They didn't.
They said, would you? Shut up. From Finglas, for God's sake, man. What are you going
to
do?
You'll be lucky you're going to... I'll tell you something. You're lucky you're in school at all.
Exactly, yeah.
Your father was taken out of school to lift hay. Well, we live in the city. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you better hope you get arrested so you get 3 square meals a day.
I'll tell you something, you're lucky to be alive. Never mind, have dreams. Leave your dreams where they're supposed to be, their sleep. And that's, you see so many people now. You see X Factor and all. That's the reason we have those shows. People who are told by their parents, you can be anything you want to be.
Want to be the president?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
I know, yeah. And instead of saying, listen, you halfwit. You haven't a chance. You can't sing. Can't do anything.
You can't even tie your shoelaces.
Listen, your uncle's looking for an apprentice down the road with the plumbers. Now, you're not good enough for that either. But I could talk him into taking you on. It might lead to something else. You might get into tiling. I don't know. You probably won't get that right. But Jesus, you need to do something. And that's the advice you need to give people.
Oh, man.
Forget your dreams and do something. Take the first thing that comes along and make the most of it.
We need to do some parenting courses. Our motivation.
Motivational posters.
We've said this before. We need to become motivational speakers.
Motivational posters. Yeah, yeah. One of them is with this kid, and he's looking into the vast Grand Canyon. And on the picture, it says, it just says, for the love of Jesus, do something.
Lower the bar. Guaranteed Irish U2 is even better than the real thing. 18 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve's in Fuengirola at the moment, sending us pictures. Greetings from the sunny Costa del Sol.
Well, I hope all your dreams come true.
And he wants to have a go at the breakfast table quiz. The bloke's in the Costa del Sol.
You're lucky enough now. You're gonna
and
have
he
to
wants to have a go at the breakfast
you're
table
You're more than
quiz.
Welcome to play the quiz when you come home.
Unbelievable.
I tell you, that's gas, isn't it? Now, fair play. Somebody did do that, didn't they? They won it on holidays once before. They got on before we knew. And they were on the phone. And they ended up winning the quiz that week.
Are you serious?
On a Friday, yeah.
While on holiday?
So when they came back from their holiday, they had a wind-down break here in Ireland.
When you go away, would you ever listen to sort of Irish radio or do any of that stuff? Well, you wouldn't, obviously.
I wouldn't, no. To be honest with you, I want to be away. Do you know what I mean? I'd be thinking that reminds me of home.
I mean, whatever.
God
about,
forbid someone I know
I'd
would be
I'd,
on the radio.
I'd listen to them. I'd listen to music and all that sort of stuff, you know, read books, do all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine, like, listening back in to...
I feel bad now because I'm so grateful when people do it for us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm
no,
so,
absolutely.
You know, when people say that I'm in Fuengirola or yesterday
we had
people in
India. It's busman's holiday.
Yeah.
It's kind of busman's holiday.
I don't know what that means. What's
you
that
You know,
mean?
When you're kind of doing What's your job when you're on holiday.
Listening to the radio. Sure, I don't listen to you when
sorry,
I'm here.
I'm sorry I started this conversation, to be perfectly honest.
Is that what a busman's holiday is? When you're working?
Sort of like when you're doing what you would... Look, it doesn't matter. Anyway, Audrey in Galway has been on...
He doesn't know what it is either, does he? He doesn't know what it is.
Busman's holiday, right.
Yeah.
So, say for example, if you, you know, if you work on the radio, the last thing you want to do when you're not working is listen to the radio. Because it's almost like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's, okay, great.
So it's a variation of that.
So what bus driver goes over
oh
and drives
God
a bus when he's away on holiday?
Almighty.
He doesn't know what it
you
is.
You don't have to take it literally.
Well, obviously not.
Anyway, thank you to Audrey.
He hasn't a clue what he's talking about, Mike.
Who sent us in a picture of a giant billboard in Galway with two ugly sods on it.
Two bus drivers.
Called PJ and Jim.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much. Thanks very much. Yeah, that's it.
Cheers, Audrey. Have a good day yourself. Thanks very much for that.
God, this is getting... It got very confusing there all of a sudden, didn't it?
What, yeah, well, it got very confusing because you tried your best to confuse the situation.
I asked you a question. And next thing we're talking about bus fellas going on holiday. And compared it to listening to the radio when you're abroad. I mean, for God's sake. At least try and make a lick of sense the odd time. Do you know what I mean? We're talking about going on holiday. Oh, no, we weren't. We're talking about... He asks me, right? Would you listen to this show
to radio in general?
Yeah, of course I listen to radio. That's not what you asked me. You asked me, would I listen to radio...
When you're on holiday.
When I'm on holiday. And I says, no. And then he starts going on about bus drivers and how their unions let them down or
Mike,
something.
Mike, have you heard of the expression busman's
yes,
holiday?
Yes, I have, Jim.
Thank God
Sometimes
for that.
Sometimes I look through this production glass, I do see a madman.
Yeah, I know. He's right there.
Sometimes I wonder, should I call for help?
Yeah. Well, I don't. I would like help.
I'd like it for the help. Bernie and Lucan says, every holiday I go on, I listen to classic hits while I'm sunbathing. It's fab.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not even going to...
Irish Transport Union that she's with. Who knew? Who knew busmen had to listen to classic hits? Oh. I'm delighted, though, because that means the whole bus hears us. You know what I mean? That's a whole bunch of listeners we might normally not have had.
People of Ireland, I can only apologise.
Tell you, we need to get... It's better being on the busman's holiday.
A sip of this strong coffee.
Than the taxi man's holiday, because he can only get a tiny amount of people in the back. As opposed, you know...
There's still the chance to hear the Spice Girls song. That'll happen before 9 o'clock this morning. And we'll give you the chance to win yourself a fabulous holiday. Busman's or not.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I want.
To the Snee Motel.
What I really, really want. I want a bus, I want a bus, I want a bus, I want a trip, I want a holiday.
Wannabe from the Spice Girls, the song we promised we would play for the chance for you to get in to win tickets to see them. 24th of May, it's the extra date at Croke Park. The tickets are only going on sale this Friday and we have a set for you to win before you can buy them. So we're taking daily qualifiers. Today you just have to listen out for that Spice Girls song and then the WhatsApp machine absolutely melted.
It's gone literally just smoke.
It just blew up.
It's gone mad, yeah. So Mike working hard on them. Well, how do you work hard on randomly selecting a person?
I think it's a dart, is it?
It's a dart. Anyway, the dart has been shot. It's been shot. So, Natalie Byrne in Dublin, you are the winner of those tickets. Well done, Natalie Byrne.
No, it's a qualifier.
Oh, my God, I beg your pardon. Yeah. Natalie Byrne has jumped out of her skin. Get back in your skin.
Sorry to have destroyed...
Get back in your skin.
That's literally a sort of... Ow!
Oh, jeez, I'm after ruining her day now. Natalie, stop. Stop cheering. Calm down, Natalie. You're in the draw. Don't you worry.
You're a daily qualifier, Natalie.
You're in the draw, Natalie. You know what I mean?
Oh, calm down there. I love that.
God, why do you leave me?
Oh my God.
Stop him. Stop giving me things to be doing that are important, will you? That's your fault now, the both of you. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway, Natalie, well done on getting into the draw.
Yeah, well done on getting into the draw.
Spice Girls draw. So
and I'm sorry, Natalie, that they let me do that. That was a terrible idea. It was a very bad idea. I'll tell you what else. I tell you, I'm not the only one making mistakes this week. Let me just put it that way to you.
No, certainly
not. Did you hear about this flight there yesterday? Took off from London. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, what was it? Was it a British Airways?
I worked for an airline, let's just imagine it this way. I may have been the person, my doppelganger is out there, right? A flight took off from London City Airport, to go to Dusseldorf yesterday. Everybody on board is ready to go to Dusseldorf, whatever reason you'd be heading there for.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays or business. It landed a half an hour later in Edinburgh. And nobody could... no one had a clue what was going on. No one had a clue. And still, nobody seems to understand what happened.
I mean, it's a bizarre thing to think that, like, you would end up, say, at the wrong airport.
Yeah.
Like, for example, had it have been a different German airport. But it was in Scotland.
Yeah, in Scotland. So instead of going 400 miles or 350 miles to the east, they went 400 miles to the north. and landed in completely the wrong country. So it's a bit, and what I, you know what I love about Brits? I will say, you know what I love about Brits? They're so amazingly passive aggressive. They do passive aggressive like nobody else.
Oh yeah, because that's the old stiff upper lip thing, isn't it?
It is,
it's kind
yeah.
of like a bit, yeah.
There's a great tweet about it, right? He fell on Twitter. His name is Santran, right? And he goes, can you please explain how my morning flight taking off from London to Dusseldorf landed in Edinburgh? I don't think anyone on board has signed up for this mystery travel lottery. It's so wonderfully passive aggressive. Yeah. And then he puts the flight number at the end in case it's happened a few times that day. You know, just yeah. so you know yeah. which flight he's talking
about. Which specific flight are you talking about that ended up in the wrong country? Yeah, you'll have to be more specific. We've loads of them.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's so brilliantly passive aggressive. But it is a disaster, right? It is a disaster.
Yeah, because I mean, I assume there would be at least some of those people going to Dusseldorf who actually needed
to be there. And not to mention, if they can mess that up, you lose a lot of faith, right?
So it's British not like Airways. You can turn around and go, ah, sure, what the heck? Sure, we'll stay here. Edinburgh, Dusseldorf, yeah. same place.
You can't get a haggis in Germany anyway. You know, it's like it's a bit of a disaster. So it was a 7:47 a.m. flight, not a 7:47 plane, and it was supposed to be heading there. Sophie Cook was on the plane, and she heard "Welcome to Edinburgh" over the intercom, and she thought it was a joke. She was like, "Oh yeah, gas, whatever." And then the pilot apparently had no idea what had happened. Pilot had no idea that all the passengers were expecting to be in Germany, so he was like, no one told me. I was just told to take us to Scotland, you know.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it's mad. He says it's never happened
didn't
see, before.
Like, as he was getting on the plane or whatever, he didn't notice any of the...
Well, no, in fairness to him, he was told, you're going to Edinburgh, you're going to Scotland. You know, that was the deal.
Yeah.
All the crew apparently hadn't a clue what to tell people. They were just like, as far as they were concerned, they were all going to Scotland, Edinburgh.
Right.
All the passengers, however, had checked in for the flight thinking they were going to Dusseldorf in Germany. So, and like Mike said earlier on, it's easy to miss because, you know, hello and welcome to your flight. We hope you enjoy your flight. That's the only bit you ever hear.
That's true, actually.
So they
yeah.
took off yeah, and then yeah. they landed and the first thing they heard was, welcome to Edinburgh, local time is, and they no one knew what to do. It's a disaster. It's fantastic. So they're working
brilliant.
On it. They still can't figure out. Oh, God knows, there's one fella, though. You know there's one lad, right? And he knows it was his mistake.
Yeah.
Do you know what the best part? He's saying nothing. He's sitting there going, we don't know. We don't know. You know, he's terrified.
So it would be fantastic, though. It would be fantastic if somebody's luggage ended up in Dusseldorf. Normally your luggage goes missing.
Yeah.
Can't find any passenger that's associated with this case at all. Yeah. I don't know where they go.
Some German lad is opening up a bag and it's full of kilts and a set of bagpipes for some lad trying to get home. Yeah, so God knows how it happened, but it's very embarrassing for British Airways, and they're saying all the right things. We're getting to the bottom of it. A full investigation will be carried out, and this, that, and the other.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
you know that investigation is basically one person going, "What bloody idiot is that to do with it? I got it." You know, so it's just a disaster. Like, so thank God I work in a job where I make mistakes every 5 minutes, and nobody really cares about it. Because I tell you something, if I send a bunch of people, 400 people to the wrong city, probably be a bit more dread than I have right now.
Yeah, now exactly.
all I have to do is upset Jim every day, and that's all right.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So, four of you could be heading off to the Sneem Hotel, and I suppose that could be the family, or it could be a group of friends or whatever, because it's a two-bedroom department
yeah.
that you'll be staying in, so you can kind of make up whatever way you're... whatever four you want.
Could be just two of yous having twice the crack. You know, that's the way I'd be thinking.
You get to stay in a two-bedroom department. It sleeps four. Dinner for four is included on an evening of your choice. Afternoon tea for four is included as well. And you can have it on their outdoor terrace or by the fire. Spectacular views of Kerry Mountains and Kenmare Bay. The natural choice for a wedding venue in Kerry. The perfect setting for that special day you'll never forget. The Sneem Hotel, located in the Ring of Kerry, where romance is part of the scenery.
And we're certainly we're certainly hoping today
right.
I won't make the same verbal gymnastic mistakes I made yesterday. And I started by saying, we're certainly hoping today that won't happen. So God knows what will happen. Lorraine Cavan is going to have a go anyway, and she's in Dublin this morning. Hiya, Lorraine.
Morning.
How's it going, Lorraine?
Good, thanks.
What's your plans for the day? You working?
Yeah, I'm heading to work. I just have to do the school run, so I'm heading to work now.
Okay.
How many's on the school run?
Just the one, thank God.
Ah, right, okay. So are they still in the car at the moment?
No, gone.
Ah, that's a shame. Might have been able to help out a bit. Anyway, it's not too bad, in fairness. Trying to beat 8 is very doable.
Yeah, you should be. We'll be there or thereabouts anyway, I'd say, Lorraine. We're on your side anyway. We'll do our best for you.
Brilliant, thanks, Bill.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go.
Who took over as US president after JFK was assassinated?
Ronald Reagan.
It was Lyndon Johnson. How many wheels does a unicycle have?
One.
What is the pizza with tomato and mozzarella cheese topping known as?
Margarita.
What is the first name of the Dracula author Stoker?
Bram.
Yes, who did James Earl Ray assassinate in 1968?
John Lennon.
It was Martin Luther King. Noddy Holder was the lead singer of what 70s glam band?
Pass.
Slade, what name is given to the study of plant life?
Pass.
Botany, in which film did John Travolta play the character Vincent Vega?
Saturday Night Fever.
It was Pulp Fiction. In the music scale that starts Do, Re, Mi, what note follows far?
So.
Which country regained political control over Hong Kong from Britain in 1997?
Pass.
China, what kind of fruit is a durian?
Pass.
It's a fruit. Complete the name of this pop band. Frankie Goes to...
Hollywood.
Which member of Robin Hood's Merry Men was a man in the cloth?
Bartok.
That's the one.
Okay, I think she deserves another one. You can't ask a question like, what type of fruit is a durian, and then say, a fruit. I mean, for God's sake, man.
Oh my God.
The question was meant to be, just in case you're interested, Lorraine, what type of food is a durian? But anyway, right. Oh, so come on, ask another one.
What job was held by Hugh Grant's character in the film Notting Hill?
Prime Minister.
No,
he wasn't. No, that was... He was a bookshop worker. He was Prime Minister in the other, in
Love Actually.
Actually,
he was, Prime Minister. Right, so how did we do? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers, Lorraine.
I'm sorry again, Lorraine. It really isn't my week. I've been doing my best here, but I don't know. There's something turned off in my brain the last couple of days.
No problem. Thanks a million, anyway.
Thanks for having a go, Lorraine.
All right,
cheers. Bye. Have a good day. Bye. Take care of yourself.
So it looks like my opening got us nowhere, really, in the end. Sorry, Lorraine. Sorry, Jim.
What kind of fruit is a durian?
I don't know what type of a fruit. Is that what she said, a fruit?
No, that's what you said.
I know. I thought you were laughing because, I don't know, God knows, I'm all over the place today.
Anyway.
I'm all over the place this year. It's not working out.
It means that the score of 8 is still the score to beat.
It certainly
That's
is.
That's the silver lining to it all, you know.
Yeah, and judging by the way I'm asking the questions, it's getting harder and harder to do. So 9 or more will put you in the lead. And if I can read 9 questions tomorrow, you might just get there.
Who knows? Right, so 9 it is. Well, at least for the moment, to get you into the lead. 087 188 0008 if you fancy a go with the Breakfast Table quiz.